Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Our limud of Chofetz Chaim every day is as chus refuah for Yosef Dov ben Chai leishtav refuah shleimu b'soch shalchai Yisrael b'kor roiv. So the actual paragraph that I wanted to learn, which I prepared at home, yes, I just found it, is the final paragraph of the Chofetz Chaim in the whole of Sefer Chofetz Chaim. So we've learned the whole of B'tziyat HaShema. I don't know how long it took us, but we've been through the whole of Hilchas Lashon Hara, we've been through the whole of Hilchas Rechilus, and we get to the very, very end, and it's a sort of footnote from the Chofetz Chaim, in which he says something which goes back on the entire Hilchas Lashon Hara and Rechilus, and to be honest, I'm not quite sure what the Chofetz Chaim means to say. I'll put to you the possibilities. You can think about it. Okay? What the Chofetz Chaim basically says is, and as soon as Rabbi Danan is ready, I will hand over. What he says is, Da, kol ma shekasavnu b'sefer zeh, everything that we've learned in this sefer, me'inyan goydol hazahirus me'ovan Lashon Hara, that warning us about the pitfalls of Lashon Hara, Da, that's only someone who is adayin b'chalal amisecho, somebody who behaves as an Orthodox Jew. In other words, the Isurim, I mean, there's no Isur Lashon Hara to speak about a non-Jew. You can speak about Starmer, you can speak about Trump, you can speak about any Goy, your builder, your colleagues at work, etc. No Isur Lashon Hara to speak about a Goy at all. Question is, what will be about speaking Lashon Hara about an Apikorius? What about speaking Lashon Hara about somebody who's gone off the Derech? Is there any Isur whatsoever? The Chofetz Chaim's footnote here is going to deal with that. I'm not quite sure what he says. I've got more time to look up before tomorrow, and then I'll tell you what I found out.
Start your day at Turaway, North West London, Wednesday, Zion Shvat, 5th of February, part 2 of 3, Davening Through Intermediaries, Rabbi Emmanuel Danan Shlita. This week's Torah was sponsored by family Dudi Rosenberg in fond memory of his father, Herschel Rosenberg, the Rav Chot, Yitzchok Tzvi, the Menachem Moshe Meir, and his 30th Yahrzeit last Sunday.
Good morning, my Rabbi Sai. Part 2 of Davening Through Intermediaries. So, last week, just to spend the first minute just recapping what we learned last week. The Yesod HaChamishi, the fifth Ikar of the Rambam in Yud Gimel Ikrim is Hashem Yis'ale. The Rambam tells us, number one, we've got to worship Him. And what do we mean by worship? Worship means actions or diburim of subjugation, of you are the master, we are the servants. Only Hashem do we worship. Are we Oived, and not another being? Now, when the Rambam saying not another created being, he means? It doesn't mean a human being. You're allowed to have an employer, believe it or not. Many of us like the advantage of being self-employed, but you are allowed to work for somebody else. You're even allowed to be an Eved. But you're not allowed to be Oived, any other being, apart from a human being. And why is that, Rabbi Yisai? You cannot be an Eved to a Malach, to a Koach, to a spiritual Koach, and that is, as the Rambam is going to say, because it doesn't have Bechira. Therefore, just like I will not subjugate myself to a gun, or to a bomb, or to something which can have tremendous power, because it doesn't have free choice, or to a pipe, which brings in the gas and the energy to a country, so too you cannot be Oived a Malach, nor to praise it. You can't praise the Malach for the Malach HaChesed. So Malach HaGvorah is Michael. Raphael is the Malach of Raphael. You cannot praise it because it doesn't have the free choice. And to spread the word. Tell others, inform others of his greatness. Whether it's angels, whether it's stars, and as we mentioned, stars are also spiritual beings according to the Rambam. The stars have the Kochavim have an effect on this world. Hashem used them as a means, as the pipe, as the channels with which he affects, brings about events in this world. We know the moon affects the tide, but the Kochavim affect this world. That means whether they're completely spiritual beings or whether they are an amalgamation. They're semi-physical and semi-spiritual. Lefi shekulam mutbaim bepu'aloi sehem, because they are all forced. Right, that was number one. But number two, which is what we're interested in, is that you cannot even approach them in order to make them intermediaries to Hashem. That means I'm not giving them their own independent koyach. What I'm saying is turn to Hashem on my behalf. Why? Because we only approach to him, right, directly. And the Rambam says the same yesoy, because they are all created beings, and therefore we do not approach them. Rather, we go to them directly. And if we see in Ois Zayin, I mean the second paragraph from the Shlah, he says this explicitly. He rewords the Rambam. Ha'ikar chamisha she'ein la'avoid ulehispalel lezulosai, or to daven to anybody but Hashem. Ki loy levada yisborach yasa avoid avagdula. Loy lezulosai ki kol ambruin. They're all created. What do you mean? They're all created beings. If I'm telling you, do you mind taking my tefillah to Hashem? I'm appealing to your free choice. You don't have free choice. He either does it or he doesn't do it. Therefore, it's not shaykh to daven to the malach, even though I'm asking him to take my tefillah to Hashem. What does that mean? Who is barach kol yocha v'lo yibotzer mimenu me'uma? Means he's kol yocha. We need an intermediary because a king, an emperor, or even the president of the UN, he cannot see every single individual. He won't be able to do his job if anybody comes with his petty requests to him directly. A human being cannot manage that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel. Therefore, there's no such thing as too petty to turn to Hashem. He's Kol Yochel, he's infinite, you can always come to him. And that's what it means in the Yigdal, which is based on the Yud Gimalikim. He noy adayin olam lechol noy tzar yoyre gedul osoy umalchusoy. He is an eternal master lechol noy tzar, for every created being. Yoyre gedul osoy umalchusoy. He teaches his greatness. Gedula means midas achesed umalchusoy. So last week we asked how does this show, this 50 aside, that you can only turn to him? He is a master to all created beings, that means he made us all, right? And he teaches us about his chesed and his malchus. So because of this difficulty, how does this reflect the fifth ikar, sama magia, and say, hina adayin olam? He is a master of the whole world directly, not via intermediaries. That's what it means to be a master. Vechol noitzar, and every created being, yoyde gedulosoy malchusoy. Yoyre, just stretch the roof and change not to yoyre teach, but rather yoyde. He acknowledges his gedula and his malchus, and not the gedula and the malchus of his created beings, not the malach through which he runs this world. Why? Because the malach doesn't have a free choice. So because he is an Adonai Olam, therefore Chol Maita, all created beings, all of us need to directly praise his and recognize his Gedolah and his Malchus. But I just think an alternative pshat would be, Hine Adonai Olam lechol noitzar. He is a created being for every... He is the supreme, the creator, the master of every created being. And that itself, that he is a master directly to us, shows us his chesed and his kingship. How's that? Rabbi Sai, why am I allowed to ask a friend or a tzaddik to daven for me, and I cannot ask a malach to daven on my behalf?
Because the tzaddik has bechira.
Amazing thing. We spoke about this. Hashem soida tzimtzum. This is the idea of tzimtzum. Hashem kavayochol pulled himself back. Yeah? And he, in some way, kavayochol, everything is as if, because it's not because really is everywhere, but kavayochol, he's giving you your own entity that you have a power like him to choose. That's what he did with mankind. Therefore, since he has the koach of a choice, me turning to that person with a bechira, I'm not giving him any undue, koach that he has, because he does have the free choice. But when I'm turning to a malach who doesn't have free choice, then you are giving him a koach which he doesn't have. That is avodah zarah, says the Rambam. So really, Rabbi Isai, Hashem didn't need to do that. He could have created the world with malachim who are Baalei Bechira. Just like he created human beings, and the reason why it's not Avodah Zarah to turn to a human being, unless that human being has made him into an Avodah Zarah, then right? But the average person doesn't make him to us. So he could have made the malachim Baalei Bechira. Just like he was metzamtzim himself from us, and he gave us the ability that we can choose, so he could have done that with malachim, right? Comes along the pizman and says, no, he Hashem wanted it not to be like that. He didn't want us to turn to him through malachim, even though he could have set up the world like that. Why? Because he wanted to teach us his chesed. I want to hear you. I don't want you to go to somebody else. Therefore, since I'm the only address that you can go to, why? Because you can't turn to a malach. He doesn't have a free choice. You have to come to me. You have to have a relationship with me because you've got no other way of doing it. Right? And I need your tefillah. That's Yoyre Gedulosai. That's his chesed. Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. Who is like Hashem our God, that we can always turn to him with our smallest things, with our smallest desires. And there's nothing too petty to turn to Hashem. Why, Rabbi Isai? Because even if I come, the Gemara says in Brochus, even Bechol Darachecha Da'ehu, know him, that means have a relationship with in all your ways. Afilu Ganav al Pesach Abayis. Even a Ganav who's about to
break in.
Even he turns his head to Hashem. And this reminds me, when I was in Israel, I remember football players playing football on Shabbos, and yeah, they're doubling before that they should win the game. It's an amazing thing, that the human condition. So there's no, the fact that we can always turn to Hashem is an acknowledgement that you are the boss, in a way. Even though I'm contradicting, my actions contradict it, but that's the way our Kodesh Baruch Hu ensured we have a relationship with him. Utmalchusoi, how does he show us about his kingship, Rabbi Isai? Because why can a king not have? Why can not everybody go to the king directly? He can't. How can everybody, the whole world, come with his personal request? The bin collectors didn't come on time. It's impossible to run such a malchus. You can't run such a government. Bakadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochol. There is nothing which he can't do. There is nothing too small for him, because he's Kol Yochol. Therefore, he can have billions and billions of people coming to him, each one with his own request, at the same time, each one contradicting each other, because Bakadosh Baruch Hu can do everything. So the fact that he made sure that he's Adon Lechol Noita, he didn't make any intermediaries with Baalei, who are Baalei Bechira, that itself shows us his gedula, his chesed, and his malchus. Okay, so what I would like to do today is to go through the Rambam of Avodah Zarah, and just show you something amazing about the Rambam in Avodah Zarah. Now, there's only a few places where the Rambam gives a long akdoma, a small akdoma to the halachas. right? Mishneh Torah is a sefer of halachas. And yet, the Rambam spends the whole, basically the whole of the first parak of Avodah Zarah giving us a history lesson. Even in which Yom Tov does the Rambam give us a very small adom about what happened? Chanukah. Yeah, it doesn't give us any adom about Purim. Nothing about Pesach. It doesn't tell us the story of Pesach. Right? No. Right, so there I recall the Rambam gives a short Agdama what's Chanukah about. But nowhere near as long as the Agdama he gives for Avodah Zarah. So let's go through this Rambam, and we'll have, in light of what we've learned, we'll have a new appreciation why the Rambam needs to be Ma'arich so much, and why it's so crucial to know all these details. Bear in mind that no other section of halachas, as Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Chukas Hagoyim, has so many lois aseis and so many mitzvahs asei. The Rambam includes 51 mitzvahs, 49 mitzvahs lois aseis and 2 mitzvahs asei. Right? So, obviously the lois aseis is not to bow down to Avodah Zarah, not to serve Avodah Zarah. Interesting, Shaloi Legadev. Loi Legadev, not blessing Hashem. Yeah, it's not there, I'm about to start. Yeah, Loi Legadev means cursing Hashem. Interesting, that's part of Avodah Zarah. Not to make idols, and then of course there's Ovi Yidoni, and not to be Doresh El HaMesim, and not to believe in Novi Sheker, and shaving the payas, and shaving one's face with a razor. All that is under comes under Avodah Zarah. I'm saying all these come under the branch, the general branch of Avodah Zarah. Right, so Rambam says, Bimei Ein Halacha Aleph. We're now commencing on the second page, page 2. Rambam Michas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph. Bimei Enoish Tov Bnei Adam Tov Gadol Veniv Eres. In the days of Enoish, mankind commenced to make an enormous mistake. Enoish, Rabbi Yisrael, is... We have Adam, Sheis, Enosh. This is third generation of creation. Enosh knew his grandfather, right? Adam, short olim. Zayda, where did you come from? I didn't come from anywhere. I was created. Zayda must have sat down with his Enochol sitting down. He said, "What do you mean? You weren't born? No, I wasn't born. Yeah, I was created. Yeah, and yet already in the third generation of since creation, there was an enormous, enormous falsehood which developed. Atzas chachme oisa adoir. It commenced from top down. Sometimes things change in society. Revolutions start from bottom up. Sometimes they start from top down. This grave mistake started from top down. It was the intellectuals, the people, the wise people of that generation. Ve'enosh atzmai minatayim hoya. And Enosh himself, not just in his time, but Enosh himself made this mistake. Ve'zu ayu ta'usam. What was their mistake? The following. Omru, ha'ilva eliki barak oichavim elu. Ve'galgolim lehanig esa'olam. Hashem created stars and the spheres to run this world. Ve'nasonam b'morim. And he placed them in the skies. That means he placed them in a place which shows their supremacy over us, because he put them in a place where we can't even touch them. Right? Normally, something, the higher something is, the more awe we have to that entity. Vecholak leim kovod. Yeah. Vehem shamoshim hamishamshim lefonov, and they serve him. As we say in Birkas HaShachar, Kulam Ha'ovim, Kulam Ber'yeh, Kulam Ha'isim Be'eimah Ve'er Etzon Kainem, they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. Therefore, Re'uyim Hen L'Shabcham U'Lefarim V'Lachlak Lahem Kovod. Therefore, we should praise them and to sing their, and and to see their good points, and to give them their due honor. וזהו רצון הקל ברוך הוא לגדל ולכבד למי שגודלוי וכיבדוי. If the king's shows ככה יעשה לאיש אשר המלך חופץ ביקורי. You, if you behave in a certain way with a person who the king has given honor to, that shows honor to the king. So this is what they thought. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them honor, he gave them power, therefore, that's what we should do. כמו שהמלך רוצה לכבד העמדים לפניו. Just like the king wants the people to give kovod, not just to him, but to the ministers that he's appointed. וזהו כבוד של מלך. כיוון שעל הדבר הזה על ליבם, הסחילו לבנוס לכיכובים, היכולות, therefore they started. Then they started. So one mistake, one thing led to another. And Rambam is going to show us how this deteriorated. That means the first thing they think, look at this world, right? They had an amazing perception of the spiritual world. Yeah, Hashem gave them honor. We need to honor them, right? And then they started building temples. The temples where they could start giving the due honor to these powers. So they bade hecholos ulakiv laim korbonos, and they brought sacrifices to them, ulashabchom ulefarim bidvorim, and to praise with words, ulishtachavos lemulam, and to bow down to them, kedei lehasig rotzoin haboyre bedat amarah. In order to, so now this can be interpreted in two ways, this sentence. Kedei lehasig rotzoin haboyre bedat amarah means either we are doing God's will because Hashem wants us to give honor to his created beings. And in fact, if we just analyze this, it makes a lot of sense. Im tzedakta, ma titen loy. Im chokamta, chokamta lach. If you do righteousness, you Torah ma'asim tovim, you can't change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get nachas from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have anything missing. He's infinite. Therefore, he doesn't really need our avodah. So what? But these are created beings like we are. And they are supreme to us. So therefore, this, it makes sense that it would be the rotzon of the Boire for us to give honor to these created beings. And therefore they subjugated themselves because they thought that was rotzon HaBoire. But more than that, kedei lahasig rotzon HaBoire bedaita mara means we can work out through doing his rotzon, if I do Hashem's will, he will be megale to us what he wants of us. Right? The person who subjugates is Isaac in Torah and Mitzvahs, the message Hashem speaking to him becomes clearer and clearer, right? The person who is learning, who is immersed in Baba Kama, and the more Torah is Sofeg, he's able, he's more in tune, he's more on the radio wave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to him. This is what they thought. We do. We show our subjugation, we show our honor, we show out the fact, yeah, We acknowledge that there's a power greater than us. Hashem has put that. We are doing rots on Hashem. That way, Hashem. So all this was part of the plan to get close to Hashem. I can begin to relate to Hashem better because I'm doing his rotson. And that was the ikar mistake of Avodas Kochavim. The original people who did Avodah Zarah, that they said, of course there's a Boire Olam. Because there's a Boire Olam, that's why we're giving honor to the created beings that he created, because that is his will. They're not saying this star or this, or the Shemesh, the Yareach created the world. That's what Yirmiyah says. Milo yira acha melech hagoyim. Who shall not fear you? Kilechayasa. You, the king of the nations, who will not fear you? Kilechayasa, because fear is becoming to you. You are the one, Hashem, who deserves Yira, who deserves to have awe and to be fearful of, because in all the wise people of the nations and in all their kingdoms, Me'en Kamaycha. There is no one great like you. What is Yirmiyahu HaNavi saying? All the goyim believe in Hashem? Yeah. All the chachmei goyim, all the goyim who really know what's going on, of course they don't believe that all these created beings were creators themselves. They know that you are the melech. So what's their mistake? But they shall all be, they all perish, or with they're all misled with one thing. And that makes them fools. Musar havolim eitzhu. The fact that they preach a lessons and they try to lead their people, Musar is a chastise and or to teach. Havolim eitzhu, they teach about the eitz, about the wooden idols which they made. The wooden idols, as we know, they know no avodah zarah. You built the avodah, you made the wooden idol, and then you think it created the world. No, of course the idol represents a higher power, the power which is on top of it. That itself, when I prostrate to an idol, I am not giving respect to the idol itself. It's what the idol is, the kach, which the idol represents. That's what I'm subjugating myself to. And that is the Eitz HaNevarah. That is their foolishness. They believe Hashem, but they believe that I need to give honor to the powers that be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Boire. Keloima, says the Rambam, HaKol Yoidim She'atahu Levadecha. You by yourself, Mi Lo Yiracham Elecha Goyim. Who among you, that means who with the power of analysis, Not the shaiting, not the fools who don't even think, will just go through life without thinking. They just go by rote. But the people who know how to think, they all know you exist. They don't deny your existence. Aval ta'usam uchsilusam shemedamim shezeh hevel. This hevel, that means this great mistake of giving honor to the intermediaries, they think that's your rotzen. And says the Rambam, then the Rambam shows what this brought there. This mistake, What it resulted in, says the Rambam. After many years transpired, then once the idea of giving honor to other powers, then a Novi Sheker can start coming into the scene. Why? Because if we don't believe, if it was clear to every human being in this planet that you got to worship him, no intermediaries, then Novi Sheker, we know automatically is a Novi Sheker. Why? Because you're going, Hashem said, no intermediaries. And you're saying, yes, intermediaries. So of course, I'm not going to believe you that we need to bow down to the sun. But because this first toss crept in already, and it started from the Chachmei Ador, right? Therefore, now there's room for Novi Sheker, to false prophets to come in. He says, I want you today to worship this star. And I want you to bring up sacrifices and pour out the wine. And to start building temples. And now make figures, right? We are human beings, so therefore we need physical features to make tangible that which we're doing. So therefore, bow down to it. And they brought down everybody, even the noshim k'tanim mo'idia lehem tzura shebodah miliba. And then he tells them this form which he had just made up. And then the Rambam says, this is how it started. And then it got to the stage that people forgot the original God. Right? They forgot the original plan behind it, and they made the gods, which were intermediaries, they made them gods in themselves. And that, says the Rambam, that second shlav, that means cut out Hashem, that came bottom up. The first stage is top down. Chachmei, the intellectuals, the chachamim tell everybody, Rabbi Isai, Hashem wants us to serve him directly. That led to the second mistake, Now that everybody's being mishtachaveh, serving these intermediaries, but knowing that this is just an intermediary, this is just an MP, this is just a power that Hashem made, then the ktanim, or now that you've got noshim, that's why the Rambam bring the noshim and ktanim and namaharis, they're all there in the place of worship, and they just forgot the ultimate source, and that's how the Avodah Zarah developed. Then the Rambam says, and that's that. Once you've reached that stage of you cut God out of the state, of the picture, that's when Avraham Avinu had to find Hashem himself, because by the time Avraham Avinu came into the scene, there was already no talk about the ultimate source. And that's why it took him an enormous amount of time, at the age of 3, that's why it says, Ekev, Asher Shoma Mishmati, Ekev is Gematria 172, right? That means he started discovering Hashem at the age of 3, but he only came to a recognition of Hashem at the age of 40, according to the Rambam. So for 37 years, he was an agnostic trying to work out Hashem, because the situation came to such as that not only there were intermediaries, but there was no talk of Hashem. And Avraham Avinu by himself worked out not only that there was a Boyer Olam, but you got to go to him directly, not via intermediaries. And all that, he worked this out by himself, and that's how he was metaken, and that's how we became a nation. The nation of Klal Yisrael, our definition, and all the Avodah Zarah that we worshipped in Mitzrayim, halalu Avodah Zarah, halalu Avodah Zarah, it was this nekuda of intermediaries, that we can approach Hashem through other powers which he set up. Avraham Avinu and then his nation was there to spread the mission. No, it's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct, without any intermediaries. So that's the Rambam, Bezos Hashem. Next week we will deal with the problematic tefillahs where it sounds as if we are turning to Hashem via intermediaries, and we will see how they can be resolved. Thank you for listening.
I went off a bit late. You gave all the reasons why we shouldn't go to Malachim, but didn't say whether Malachim actually had any power. You said they had no Bechira. Do they have any power? Does the angel Raphael, can he heal you?
Yeah, that's Hashem. You know the guy with a on the top of the mat of the building?
Yes, sir.
And the floods are, the waters of the floods are rising. Until I sent a helicopter, I sent the fireman. What do you mean I didn't try to save you? I did.
Yeah.
Hashem does things through me, just like he keeps us alive with food.
So you're saying that Malachim do have power?
They do have power, just like a gun has power. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the trigger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, they are the fight.